Good morning. Clouds and showers are common on the weather map across interior New York and New England this morning, out ahead of a front that's slowly approaching from the west. A southerly breeze helped keep temperatures in the 40s overnight, and that's where we begin this Friday morning. With that front drawing closer during the day today, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers from time to time. And this will keep temperatures in the lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs. That front will stall out over top of us tonight, keeping clouds and a few showers in the forecast, with lows back into the 40s before it retreats northward toward Canada tomorrow morning. During the morning on Saturday, we do run the risk at a few scattered showers with close proximity to that front, but by the afternoon, most of the region should be dry and even partly sunny skies, with temperatures surging on a southwesterly breeze into the middle and upper 60s. There is the chance at a few 70-degree readings, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. A storm system will track into southeastern Canada overnight Saturday night and drag a cold front through the region by early Sunday morning. Out ahead of this front, we run the risk of more rain showers early in the day on Sunday before colder air sweeps in behind the front. Temperatures will start off in the lower 50s on Sunday morning and then drop quickly through the 40s and into the 30s by the end of the day, and any leftover precipitation will shift from rain showers to a mix of rain and snow showers by Sunday evening. We'll have a drying trend into the early part of next week, but it will be cooler on Monday with mostly sunny skies in the lower to mid-40s before bouncing back with sunshine into the lower 50s on Tuesday. We'll continue our warming trend into the middle of next week with highs on Wednesday and Thursday pushing through the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will continue to develop over the plains today before shifting into the Ohio River Valley tomorrow. This will spread precipitation from the central and northern Rockies into the central plains and Midwest. Accumulating snow is expected in the higher elevations of the Rockies, with the heaviest snow from the Wasatch into portions of Wyoming where winter storm warnings are in effect. Some changeover to snow is possible over parts of the Great Lakes tonight and tomorrow. Farther east, thunderstorms are expected at times in the central plains and Midwest. Isolated severe weather and flash flooding will be possible with some of the storms, particularly in parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. On the southern side of this system, gusty winds and very dry air over eastern New Mexico and west Texas will lead to critical fire weather conditions in some areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 23 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 32, 54% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 9 above zero at Berlin, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few showers, lower 60s, Boston cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 55 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 44, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still 6.6 inches of snow for the month, which is 3.8 inches below normal, and 53.3 inches for the season puts us at 4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 85, set in 1946, and the record low, 0, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:18 p.m., 12 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs around 50. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, scattered showers today with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs right around 50. Cloudy with showers tonight and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds with showers possible in the morning, especially north of I-90 and in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Breezy with partly sunny skies in the afternoon, turning warmer with highs well into the 60s. Morning showers on Sunday, turning breezy and much colder in the afternoon with a few wet snowflakes, especially in the mountains. Early day high temperatures in the lower 50s with readings falling through the afternoon. Mostly sunny and breezy Monday, back into the lower to mid 40s. Mostly sunny, lower 50s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the middle and upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.